Hey Veeam Community Podcast listeners, it's on. VeeamON 2015 has been announced and will be returning to Las Vegas. VeeamON 2015 will be held October 26th through the 29th at the Aria Resort Hotel and Casino. Like last year, the Veeam CE course will be offered at a discount, but this year it will be held before the event. VeeamON is the event dedicated to data center availability, and this year's event will be even bigger and better than before. You don't want to miss it. Want to find out more? Check out go.veeam.com/veeamon and pre-register. That way you'll be the first to know when early bird pricing is available and stay up to date on all the latest for VeeamON 2015. Also be sure to like the VeeamON Facebook page. We'll see you in Vegas.
Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. My name is Rick Vanover and I'm your host, and this is episode 108, User Groups 101. Today our guest is Brian Krausen. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's been a while since I got to record a live episode, in a sense, that wasn't at an event. The last podcast, I kind of pulled out the mobile mic there at the Veeam booth, and myself and Brian Posey. Oh, two Brians in a row on the podcast. That's a first. But we basically talked it up at the Veeam booth, so it was a little loud and chaotic, but that was at Microsoft Ignite last month, but here we are. So Brian, you're in Louisville, but give the listeners kind of the full and the long rundown of what you do, and you've got a blog, all that good stuff.
Sure. Like I said, Brian Krausen. Right now I'm a senior system admin. I've been in IT for close to 15 years now. I'm actually kind of in a transition state right now. Kind of my next thing I'm moving towards is I'll be taking a position with VCE as a V architect. So that's kind of exciting. Something coming in a few weeks. So kind of a change of pace for me. I've been an admin all my life, and so kind of go to the dark side and see how the sales size of IT works here. So, but yeah.
Okay. And then if I'm right, you're also a co-blogger at itdiversified.com. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. So I, kind of started my blog 3 or 4 years ago. It's some simple stuff. Like we were using some Radware load balancers, and there was, no real documentation out there, and we were doing some pretty advanced stuff with it. So, had to document it somewhere, so I figured, hey, what a better chance to put it online and, not only create a repository for my own use, but, allow others to view it as well and, maybe get some benefit out of it. And that kind of spurred into the VMware world, and, that's where I'm at today is, most of my blogs are around either VMware-related topics or as the Louisville VMUG leader, I tend to blog about meetings or upcoming meetings and stuff like that as well.
So that's exactly one of the things we wanted to talk about was, a user group and, making those successful. So how long have you been involved with the VMware user group as a member and then as a leader?
So a couple of years, as a member, the Louisville VMUG was, it goes back and forth, or it has been in the past, in terms of attendance and, so, I was kind of on and off, in terms of going to meetings and such. We had an issue where they were downtown and not everybody likes to drive downtown, including myself. So, kind of the last 2 or 3 years I've been going to meetings on and off. And actually within the last, 2 months, actually I took my official VMUG leadership training while I was at Microsoft Ignite.
Oh, that's funny.
Which is kind of, yeah. So I grabbed grabbed a chair in the cafe right in the middle of the conference, and I went over the leadership training. So, been a leader just over a couple of months, but really kind of leading the Louisville VMUG for the last, I'd say, almost a year. We have another leader as well, Michael, that's been he's been doing it for 7 years, I think. And I basically requested him, asking him if he wanted some help, kind of increasing attendance and kind of revamping the meetings, and here we are, gone from 5 to 10 people to the last couple of meetings we had 40 to 50. So that's some good turnout, and hopefully we're gonna keep pushing that forward and kind of make it a can't miss event here in Louisville.
Yeah, as you make that transition to VCE, as you just spoke of, you know, a lot of people have done that in a sense where, you know, you get involved in the community and then, you know, the job opportunities come up. And it's kind of funny because once you make yourself visible, social media at the events, you know, leadership in the user groups, it becomes, you know, basically a way that you're building your personal brand. Did you see that by getting involved in these user groups, did you find that kind of your network, you know, got bigger and your opportunities and those types of discussions started to happen more frequently? Was that your experience?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I really kind of started getting more involved with the VMware community, you know, mostly as a tool for myself to learn, you know, and I really attribute, you know, the VMware community, VMUG, you know, Twitter, stuff like that to my success in my career, you know. It's hard to, you know, go to your employer and say, hey, I need this training, week-long training, you know, a couple grand, and you got to pay for travel and stuff like that, and where you can get involved for free, you know, in a little bit of time. But, you know, I kind of got started with, you know, reading folks' blogs, you know, Twitter that they would post out, like, oh, that's something cool. That would benefit my environment. And so that's how I kind of got involved in more since a read-only mode.
Sure.
You know, I didn't tweet, you know, my stuff that often, but I was, you know, reading everybody else's stuff. And as I built up the community, you know, my name got out there, met a lot of folks, you know, from both the Louisville area and, you know, across the United States. And, you know, as my name got out there, you know, definitely more opportunities, you know, came forth. And it wasn't necessarily the reason I was looking to network, but, you know, it, like you said, it kind of comes with the territory there. So, you know, it's helped me tremendously throughout my job. You know, for instance, with this VCE transition, when I was approached, you know, I feel like I have a ton of close friends, you know, ranging from Boston to California, you know, that I can reach out to on a personal level and say, hey, what are your thoughts on this? You know, what would you do? What are your thoughts on, you know, taking this position or something like that? So it's been huge for me.
Isn't that funny how your personal network, like, grows? You know, once you get involved in all these different things, it's kind of funny in that regard that, you know, I'll bounce an idea off someone on the other side of the world, which, you know, a couple of years ago that I didn't even think of something like that. Right. It was just one of those,
sure.
You know, maybe I'll ask, you know, the person sitting next to me in the same cube, you know, that was kind of my worldview at the time. It was pretty light.
Sure.
That's kind of cool. Good feedback there. Now with this role, and I mentioned that a lot of people have done these types of changes, and myself included, but I wasn't, you know, leadership or much less involved in a user group. And that's kind of the topic I want to talk about today. But I believe you can, if you wanted to, still keep your leader role. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, VMUG has a kind of a standing rule that if a leader works for a partner, then there has to be another leader that is actually a customer to pretty much maintain, you know, the balance. So
right.
To ensure that, you know, I don't turn Louisville VMUG into a, you know, the VCE show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So and they do have rules. I know that we've got a guy that, you know, in the Edmonton, Canada area, he's a leader as well. I see if he's back, by the way. He left Veeam and then he couldn't take it, so he came back. So that was happy for us. And we've got a couple of those situations around the world. But it's kind of one of those things where, you know, the partner of all types, whether it be somebody like Veeam or somebody like VCE, VMware themselves, EMC, et cetera, you know, if you start with that activity and then you make that type of career move, it's almost, you know, it's in the DNA, right? You know, you're going to be talking to a lot of people, seeing a lot of different people, all those different things. That's where, you know, these opportunities happen. So I think that the community aspect of user groups is really underscored there. Yeah, sure, it's a great way to network and, you know, maybe find a new role and stuff. It's kind of funny, earlier in my experience at the VMUGs, I'd go, you know, very early on when there were very few, you know, people with a lot of experience using VMware. I remember it was a great time to look for a new job. You might, you know,
right.
Remember that, but I remember the recruiters would always be there. In fact, our leader would, like, give them just a few minutes. They would just, okay, one recruiter, next recruiter, next recruiter, and they'd have like the pile of business cards, right? They were looking for that experience. So whatever way you end up with the job, you know, the user groups are a really good way to do it. So, you know, in your role in the user groups, especially historically, what kind of content, you know, do you think your people really want in local meetings? Now, kind of forget the big things like the user cons, but I'm talking about the day-to-day, the, or, you know, month-to-month, whatever, the smaller things. What kind of topics and what kind of programs that you guys would do, what really works, and what do you think that your user group membership, what do you think they liked best?
You know, it's funny that you asked that because my last meeting, I actually put out some suggestion cards, you know, and basically begged and pleaded, you know, hey, please fill this out, you know, like to underscore to our users, like, this meeting is for you. You know, all the time and effort that I put in at Michael and all the other guys put in, like, it's for you. Like, we're trying to bring you content that that can relate to you, you know. And so actually this coming meeting, I actually have a survey. It's a lot more specific. You know, totally anonymous. I'm not looking to say what company do you, you know, you work at or whatever. But it's mostly for mine and Michael's benefit to say, you know, what hardware do you run? What backup software? What, you know, et cetera. And what I'm trying to do is get a list of, you know, what, say, for instance, what hardware do you run? You know, I don't want to bring in Dell to do a presentation on their solutions when everyone's running Cisco. You know, it's not pertinent to the audience. So, that's one thing I'm kind of doing right now is trying to focus in on those areas. Like, you know, for instance, everyone's running Veeam. You know, I don't want to talk about Avamar.
Right.
So, they're actually in the process of doing that right now. But, you know, people seem to really enjoy, you know, the presentation that comes from, you know, an end user. You know, something that they can really relate to and something that, you know, they can take some information and apply that directly to their job. You know, if we do a Dell presentation, I mean, they may present on their newest and greatest solution, but, you know, I may run Dell, but it's not what I run. So, you know, sure, it's cool that, you know, they're doing these new, you know, converged solutions or stuff like that, but, you know, I can't directly apply that. And so that's one thing I'm focused on as well is when the introduction of lightning rounds. And so I'm trying to, like, 10 or 15 minute presentations and then give them, you know, something tangible they can take back to their work. So, for instance, we're doing one on securing your virtual infrastructure. You know, everyone can use a tip or two on that, you know.
Yeah.
And I think we have John Davis actually doing kind of a lightning round on disaster recovery as a whole. So, yeah, we're trying to make things tangible, you know, that they can take back, apply directly to their infrastructure when they leave, and, you know, also, you know, make sure we bring them the latest and greatest technologies, you know, that vendors and VMware have to offer.
Perf. And, you know, that's kind of my strategy. One of the things I do here, you know, Veeam is a sponsor, like, of sometimes some of the local meetings, but also the user cons, which are the bigger events. I try to take that type of strategy there. In fact, the series that I've offered for the user cons that we have a presentation at is called Upgrading to vSphere 6 the Right Way. Now, you might think that's kind of a funny, like, Veeam-sponsored session, but it's something that everybody cares about. Or, secondly, everyone's thinking about, meaning, okay, vSphere 6 is out, and, you know, a lot of the users I talk to are maybe playing with it in a lab, or I've looked at it and then, you know, stopped and coming back to it. But these types of tips that I've made are really effective. Sure, some of them have, you know, hooks to how Veeam can help, because honestly, it's a lot more complicated today with, you know, especially those who haven't upgraded since like 5.1 or something like that. So it's a big deal, I think, today, and that's why I did that type of topic. And then another one I've done is like 23 things not to do with your VMs, right? You know, things about basically don't do VMware wrong. And they are technically Veeam-sponsored sessions, but they, in my opinion, are beneficial for all persons. And that's the goal that I look at when I do content, because I'll be honest with you, nobody wants the sales pitch at a user group or a large type of event. That's, in my opinion, those are kind of the goals of, you know, basically what not to do in a user group.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're kind of in a transition from that right now, you know, going away from the vendor only, you know, discussions and, you know, limiting vendor discussions where possible, but, you know, bringing in, you know, local users to discuss, you know, what they've done in the field and, you know, again, how it can help, you know, our audience.
That's cool. And I think that, you know, having that type of focus in giving them, basically give the people what they want, right? They don't need to, you know, you don't want to waste their time because then they won't show up. So I think that's a big deal. Good stuff. So the next question I wanted to talk about is, you know, I'm actually working on a little side project here at Veeam, and this is I'm sharing this research that I'm doing here in the form of the podcast because I'm really big on community. It's one of the things that are my responsibility. But I'm trying to think of what's the next best thing in a user group or a community. You know, I was thinking about making events where, you know, we have a rule, no PowerPoint, or, you know, you only get a whiteboard or something like that. Have you ever tried or have you ever had any crazy ideas or maybe seen an exhibitor or, you know, a sponsor or even a user co-present that maybe have done something like that that's a little crazy? Have you ever seen anything like that?
You know, some of the conferences that I've attended, smaller conferences, you know, do some unique things that, you know, you generally don't see at a Microsoft Ignite or a VMworld. And, you know, and you can really only do with a smaller conference. And, you know, you could easily transition that into a VMUG meeting, you know, easy items such as like a birds of a feather discussion or roundtables where, you know, you can't do that with 23,000 people. But, you know, when you have 50 people, you can set up those tables and, you know, really focus in on discussion of, okay, these folks want to talk about backups or these folks want to talk about performance. So that's one thing we're also going to be looking at, too, is, you know, different types of presentations. And that's kind of where the lightning round, you know, presentation came from. You know, quick, dirty, to the point, but something different. And, you know, kind of, you know, panels is another thing where I know that's pretty big in some of the larger conferences, but you generally don't see that in the very small, you know, a VMUG. You know, it's hard to get, you know, five people up on a panel and to discuss. You know, especially competing vendors, you know, a backup,
you know,
backup showdown,
yeah,
something like that.
You see a lot of that with like storage vendors and, you know, I love the panel. In fact, we'll talk about the panel here in a second, but I love the construct of a panel. I think, first of all, it's natural because there's a certain amount of unnatural that happens when you prepare for a presentation. Sometimes there's the only preparation I have is a six pack of beer for something like a panel, right? That's the night before, of course, right? But
right.
a panel is a great way to have basically organic discussion and content, right? And that's probably something we should do more of. I've also started doing the trick of co-presenting with end users. You know, it's like let me pitch Veeam and you as a user, you know, pitch your story. You know, and the problems you have. You think about VMware user groups back in the day, right? They would always be like, well, here's the VMware bit, but I'm really struggling with antivirus or I'm really struggling with monitoring and things like that, right? So those discussions are very beneficial to other persons. And panel discussions, even if you put multiple perspectives on the stand, are a really good way to do that. And that leads me to the coolest event I've ever seen. And actually, I think, is this where I met you in person the first time? Or was it maybe not the first time we met? But let's talk about VBrisket. So that is a user group not aligned to a technology ecosystem with the small exception of, you know, virtual, I guess, but only by name, really, because they've really been varietal in their content. Well, I have a link to VBrisket in the podcast notes, but what did you think of that, having run your own user group and then you showed up for that? What was your opinion?
You know, Jason and those guys that are doing VBrisket, you know, it's definitely something unique and that, you know, kind of like what we were talking about, you know, what can you do that's unique to attract folks rather than just, you know, do presentations. And so they had a, you know, fantastic idea about that, you know. It's not necessarily, you know, tied to VMUG or VMware at all. And they kind of went out and branched out and did their own thing. But yeah, those guys are doing something fantastic, you know, being bringing folks out, you know, rock stars in the virtual community and this IT community as a whole. And, you know, having a panel, have a discussion about careers or development or anything like that. Yeah, those guys, they got something special going on there. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. That was my first one I've been to. And I think that was only their second or third event anyway, but
yeah, that was their second.
I definitely plan to drive up there.
Yeah, well, that was the second barbecue event, meaning they had food. And I'm going to put my Instagram picture in the podcast notes because, folks, that brisket was for real. And I am a foodie. I make my own spices. I smoke meats. I was impressed. That was probably the best brisket I have ever had. Pittsburgh, PA. Now, that was really, really a special event. And what we did was a career panel about your IT career. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, a lot of people want to do things, you know, that next thing in their IT career, whatever that might be. But everyone has some tips in their career on how to advance it. Everything from getting involved on social media, getting involved in community and user group events and stuff like that. Twitter, I think, is probably the easiest way. You know, Brian, you're active on Twitter, and I'll put a link to your Twitter page in the podcast notes, but let me double check. It's BT Krausen. Got it. So BT Krausen.
Yep.
We'll have that on the podcast notes. But, you know, what's your opinion? What's your strategy for getting involved on Twitter?
So like I said before, you know, at first I was in read-only mode, and, you know, just started branching out, you know, see who other people were following, you know, see who the industry experts are, you know, in the field that you're interested in. So, you know, if you're interested in storage, you know, you start following Cormac, and, you know, if you know, you're interested in HA, you know, back in the day, you follow Duncan and Frank, you know, and so it's just, you know, it's about, you know, finding the right people to follow at first and then kind of getting your foot in the door, you know, with responses, you know, hey, this is what we're doing. You know, that's a great point. You know, even thanking, you know, folks for a blog post, like, this really helped me out. You know, that goes a long way. And,
yep.
You know, basically it takes a long time. I mean, I've been on Twitter since probably 6 or 7 years and just really started being active in the last couple of years. But, you know, I'm nobody on Twitter, but, you know, I have 500 followers and it's been great. You know, I feel like it's kind of built a really close family, you know, in the technology world that, you know, you can't really get anywhere else.
Right. It definitely shrinks the world. And, yeah, that's a good, you know, feedback of, you know, you can get involved so easily, but what you said was hilarious. You were read-only mode for a few years. Now, tell me, Brian, you used to be a storage admin, eh? You have to be. That was fun. That was fun.
I have done storage pretty much my whole career, not only that, but yeah.
Cool. Well, hey, I'm going to wrap it up, Brian. And again, you blog at itdiversified.com. Co-leader of the Louisville V-Mug, about to embark on a new role, and that's congratulations there. BT Krausen on Twitter. Anything else you'd like to share or, you know, draw any attention to from the listeners?
No, I mean, just, you know, if you know, get involved, really. I mean, it's really easy, you know, especially with a lot of things we've mentioned before, you know, even with the you know, the forums on Veeam or on the VMware communities. You know, Twitter is super easy, LinkedIn, you know, et cetera. You know, reach out to some folks, you know, start talking to them and, you know, build your own community. And like Rick said, build your own personal brand. And it definitely goes a long way.
Outstanding. Hey, Brian, thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.